Last week I spoke with Davide Anastasia, Daniel Canaido, and Franco Comida about the Luminance HDR project. Luminance HDR is SourceForge's May Project of the Month. The Project of the Month is chosen through a poll that we conduct via the TwitPoll website, and we encourage you to vote in next month's Project of the Month poll, which should be coming up shortly. Davide, Daniel, and Franco talked to me about the project and the HDR process in general. You can see some of the results of their software on their Flickr group or on their Facebook page. So here's my interview with the Luminance HDR team. First of all, congratulations on this honor, and thank you so much for being part of the SourceForge community.
Oh, it's great to be part of it, actually.
Tell me about your project. Tell me what it does. Tell me how you all got started doing this.
The project is a complete solution for HDR photography. What's HDR? It's basically the possibility of creating images that cover an dynamic range of colors. We do that by basically merging multiple pictures of the same scene together, and then we post-process them to create a new, say, JPEG or TIFF image. That's just a brief introduction to the project.
I first started seeing photographs like this just a few years ago. How old is this technology?
Well, actually, it's pretty old because they've been researching on this field since the early 90s. We really have commercial products starting at the beginning of 2000. The nice thing is that it seems the Luminance HDR is actually the unique open source solution in this field. That's why we get so much attention.
How big is your developer community?
Well, it's basically three of us.
Do you find that professional photographers are using your software, or is it hobbyists? Or
we have a really good community spread across Facebook and Flickr, and we do have professional photographers using Luminance HDR. In most of the cases, they use Luminance HDR to create the first image and then the post-process with other software solutions like Good Commercial One or GIMP, and just stay in the open source community. We do have a lot of interesting pictures on Flickr. We would really like to share the link to our Flickr group.
Tell me something about the HDR process itself. I've seen tutorials that say you have to have multiple photographs and others that say that's not really necessary. Tell me some more about that.
Well, it depends, actually. It depends what you want to achieve. Many people just want to achieve the HDR look, so they usually start with a single image. But if you really want to cover the entire dynamic range of the scene, and usually we use a lot of HDR photography for landscapes, because it's the kind of situation where you really have strong difference between the foreground and background. In this situation, you really need to have a bracket group of pictures. We do recommend three pictures, let's say one to the what the camera suggests to be the best exposure, and plus two and minus two exposure value. And any decent camera can do that, actually. It really opens this possibility to a large base of users.
What programming language is your software written in?
Well, it's mostly C++, with some code in C here and there. It's basically legacy code, which will be replaced sooner or later. But it's mostly C++. And we do use Qt as a GUI library, widget library. And we do use, obviously, other libraries to read images for doing color correction. Actually, Franco is doing a really good job with the color management system. He has been working on this thing for a couple of months already. We do have new features coming in pretty soon as well.
So tell me some more about that. What's upcoming in future versions of this software?
Oh, we do have a lot of things, actually. As I said, Franco is working on this core management system. And in the meanwhile, I've been working on a new engine for the entire Luminance HDR based on BoostGIL. So we do have a lot of projects going on that will actually change Luminance HDR a lot in the future. We don't know actually the time frame because, as you can imagine, this is not our first activity. So we do have to manage our time. probably Daniel and Franco have to speak as well.
Well, I'm doing the testing on a Windows site. From the developer point of view, I'm the only which is using Windows as a primary system, and mainly some testing and small patches. So, for example, improving some small Windows features like using the Windows progress bar.
I've been working for about 2 months about the color management system. It enables Luminous to manage the color of the pictures so they can look the same in the monitor or in the printer. That's what I'm doing now.
And when do you anticipate that the next version will be ready?
We don't actually know this day. We were thinking to be releasing something in a month time, probably beta. We do release a stable version pretty much every 6 months. The last stable version was in January. We usually release one in July and again in January. And in the meanwhile, we do release some beta here and there. That's when we want people to test features. We do work a lot with our users. So we have a Facebook group and a Flickr group as well. We do create a bit of a community around the software. It might be really interesting to join one or either. And we usually collect a lot of nice feedback in this community.
Thank you all very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you, Richard.
It was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.